Welcome to this podcast about Ship Cove and Port Conclusion in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Ship Cove is on the southern shore of Port Conclusion, an embayment at the southern tip of Baranoff Island that extends south-southwest for 3 miles from Chatham Strait, about 60 miles south-southeast of Sitka and 1 mile northwest of Port Alexander, Alaska. The bay was named by Captain George Vancouver of the Royal Navy because this is where he ended the British exploration of the Pacific Northwest in 1794. The rocks on Baranoff Island are components of a Paleozoic to Paleogene oceanic volcanic arc complex, including sedimentary and volcanic rocks that were deposited on and adjacent to the arc complex, then deformed and accreted. The southern tip of the island comprises fine-grained sandstone that developed during the Paleocene. Port Conclusion is flanked to the west and north by Mount Coloane, with a summit elevation of 2,780 feet that provides a sheltered harbor. George Vancouver is best known for his 1791 to 1795 expedition, which explored and charted the Pacific Northwest coast, including contemporary Alaska, British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon. In 1794, after overwintering in the Sandwich Islands, today named Hawaii, he first went to Cook Inlet and from there followed the coastline south. Boat parties charted the east coasts of Chichagof and Baranoff Islands, circumnavigated Admiralty Island, explored to the head of Lynn Canal, and charted the rest of Kuyu Island and nearly all of Kuprianov Island. His ships were anchored in Ship Cove at the head of Port Conclusion for most of August 1794. He then set sail for Great Britain by way of Cape Horn, completing the voyage of discovery in September 1795. The first European settlement on Baranoff Island was established in 1799 by Alexander Baranoff, the chief manager and first governor of the Russian-American Company, for whom the island is named. The island is the traditional territory of the Tlingit group called She Otika, and these people were subjugated and conscripted by the Russians to hunt sea otters. The island was the center of Russian activity in North America from 1804 to 1867 and was the headquarters of the Russian maritime fur trade. In 1920, the Alaska Union Fisheries Company operated a herring saltery at the head of Port Conclusion, but it closed in 1921. In 1930, the wooden barge Fort Union was beached for salvage and broken up at Ship Cove. It remains visible at low tide. The barge was launched in 1918 by the Tacoma Shipbuilding Company. Fort Union was originally built as a cargo ship for service in the First World War by the United States Shipping Board Emergency Fleet Corporation, using design 1001 by naval architect Theodore E. Ferris. This design was a wood-hulled vessel powered by steam engines that displaced 2,654 tons and was 270 feet long. Over 1,000 ships were contracted, but only 589 ships were completed because the contracts were canceled when the war ended. Many incomplete ships were converted to barges, many others were burned. Fort Union was purchased by the Puget Sound Reduction Company, and the barge was used to transport ore from Alaska gold mines to the Asarco smelter in Puget Sound at Tacoma. In 1931, the wooden hull had become so rotten that it had to be beached, and the owner W.H. Snow reported the casualty to the U.S. Coast Guard. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.